Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Our quote of the day comes from our guest today. No matter how many times your heart is shattered, no matter how many times you're betrayed, you were meant to shine just like the sun. You are unique, and that's your superpower. And that is from Koya Webb, Heal Squad. You are in for a treat today. We're going to be chatting with Koya Webb about holistic health and wellness, healing and connecting with your body and mind holistically, and turning our fears into fierceness. Her new book,
yes.
Let Your Fears Make You Fierce, How to Turn Common Obstacles into Seeds for Growth. I read this by the pool this weekend. Yes, don't be jelly. I was sitting by the pool this weekend. Okay, so I tried Saturday to sit by the pool, but the sun, I forgot, goes away so quickly. So by the time I got out there, I'm used to having many more hours. I had 1 hour, so I really didn't get much sun on Saturday. Sunday, I got 2 hours.
Nice.
It was really nice.
Lovely.
And I got to read the book. Koya is in studio right now, and she is one of my new buds from that Napa weekend that I manifested new friendships, and I'm so excited that you're here today, Koya. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to be here. I just can't look at you without smiling.
Thanks. Thank you. I feel the same way about you. You're so bright and so energetic and just full of life. It's so cool.
Thank you. It's not always like that. Sometimes I feel like someone has just popped my balloon and I'm just different.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny when you see people who are consistently happy, you wonder, right? I would wonder, does she ever have bad days? But even though we know we're all human and of course we all have bad days. But I think some of us have, a little bit more under our belt and we know how to kind of roll through things a little faster. We're oh, this is familiar. Yeah, this sucks. Okay, here are the steps to get out of it. And then we roll out.
Yeah.
Whereas other people maybe can get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It still doesn't mean that we don't get stuck.
Yeah.
I get stuck. But yeah, I would have wondered, does she ever have bad days?
I'm good at covering it up. I will say that. And I've actually had to learn to show it and say it and tell people I have bad days.
Yes.
It's a practice.
I did it today for the first time.
Yes.
Wait, I did it in my stories this morning because I was sitting at the kitchen table and I was reading, I'm working on this presentation. And then as I'm reading the story, all of a sudden it's and my mom passed, with me at her side. I'm and I just the words, guttural, started crying, heave, wailing, crying this morning out of nowhere, just reading it. It was totally normal. And then just wailing out loud. And I was something told me, just take a little picture. And I was sitting with my poodle and I just took a picture and I'm it doesn't always, looks don't always appear as they do in the feed.
Yeah, good for you.
It's hard. It's hard to do that too, because no one wants to see that on Instagram.
Right. I feel like they do, but we don't think they want to see it. Mm. Right. Because we think, oh, I have to be perfect. I have to be together. I'm supposed to be the inspiration. I'm supposed to be the motivation. I'm supposed to be the one that gets people out of this position that I'm actually feeling. And we don't realize that people need to know that we're human.
Yeah.
And again, once you've done that for so many years, so many decades, it's an unlearning that you don't have to be so strong all the time. You can be soft. Mm-hmm. You can let your hair down. You can cry. You can be angry, you know, and people are still going to love you. People are still going to support you. People are going to still feel like you're an inspiration because they actually know, like, oh, you mean just like me, you get sad? Just like me, you get angry? Mm. And so I realized that people don't think I get angry. They don't think I get sad. And so now I have to share. I was angry when this happened. I was frustrated here. When normally I'm just like, oh, I'll keep my frustration inside. I'll keep going. But I realized that as a leader, people need to know I'm having these emotions so they don't feel bad.
Yes.
Or like they can't show up when they have these emotions.
Yes.
You are not your emotions. You are love, period, point blank. We all go through all the spectrum of emotions there are.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We just went deep. Well, you know, I didn't do your intro because you're just sitting here and I feel like I wanted to just introduce you and talk with you instantly. But just so you guys all know, Koya is an internationally recognized yoga teacher, celebrity holistic health coach, author, speaker, vegan activist, whose core mission is to promote daily self-care, oneness, and eco-friendly living to combat some of the world's biggest challenges, including mental health, anxiety, social injustices, and global warming. As a former competitive track and field athlete training for the Olympics, which you'd read in the book, Koya got introduced to yoga after a debilitating track injury. Once recognizing the physical and mental benefits of yoga, she shifted her focus to yoga, personal training and life coaching, and combining the work ethic of an athlete and practical holistic health practices that anyone can follow to live a healthy and active lifestyle. She shares all of this in the book and kind of how she has let her fears make her fears and how she's overcome some pretty tremendous challenges. You know, you read about people like this and you read about, you know, their inspiring journeys. And when you see like the different, reviews or what do you call these things in the beginning of the book? Acknowledgements maybe,
yeah.
Or like, hey, buy this book because it's awesome. What do you call them? I've written how many books and I don't even remember. So Cory Booker, U.S. Senator, says, I celebrate Koya. She's not just a friend, but an inspiration. By the way, everyone says you're an inspiration. Mm-hmm. Koya's voice is needed in this world. She shares her stories of transformation skillfully and gives us clear and easy to digest mind and body recommendations to process fear and challenges to live a healthier lifestyle. Her vulnerability and leadership shared in this book will inspire readers worldwide to practice daily self-care mentally, spiritually, and physically. And as a fellow vegan, I know she's taking all the steps to make the world a better place.
I love Cory Booker. He's amazing.
So everyone I read was like, she's an inspiration, she's an inspiration. And then as I then went on to read the book, you're like, damn, you've gone through a lot. And you found your way out and now you're helping others find their way out. And so I'm super excited for you to be here to help all of us. In fact, my husband woke up this morning feeling a little lost. Mm. And I literally picked up your book and started reading to him.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh,
yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. That just... And specifically, the parts that I was reading was how living as a creator can get you out of kind of victimhood. He's not in victimhood, but I know that creativity gets them out of like ruts and out of sad places.
Yeah.
And that was a really interesting thing. And we'll get to talking about that and how to be a creator to help yourself get out of it. And then never calling it failure.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I read that to him. How did the situation make me stronger? What can I learn from that experience? I think the more we plant that in our brains and really kind of get comfortable with that, the better we're all going to feel, because we're so hung up on failure. Yeah. And I know he is. He's like, I feel so guilty about different things in my past. And I said, but you're not the same person.
Right.
Right. You've grown. The reason you feel bad now is because you see it through the eyes of your new self.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have that new self, you would never see it.
Exactly.
You'd actually probably be laughing or thinking it was funny if you were unkind to someone or you did something bad. Yeah. No, you're seeing it through your new evolved grown eyes. So that's a good thing.
Right. And that's all we're going to do our entire lives is grow and evolve. And just when you were reading like inspiration, I was just like thinking like, wow, like that means people are seeing me in spirit, because I see inspiration as being in alignment with spirit. And you know, I talk about it in my book, like aligning the chakras, aligning with love. And being in spirit, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you've been through, what you've done wrong, how you've been hurt and harmed. But you can always choose to align with love. You can always choose to align with God. You can always choose to align with spirit and just come back. Just come back. Like, we are at our core spiritual beings. And once we align with that, everything else we can just let go.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah. How do you do that though in that moment?
It is a daily practice. Just what you did. What you did this morning was like you brought spirit in with a book, with affirmations, with reading something that was inspirational to you. Mm-hmm. So we can do it through other people. We can do it through singing, dancing. I have my playlist in the book.
I know. I was like, I got to create this.
Yeah. Meditation, yoga, breath work, cycling. There's so many ways that you can bring yourself in alignment. And every person will have their own ways. Like, we might have some in common. You might have some things you like. I might like something different. Every single person listening has that responsibility to find out what brings you joy. Because no matter who you are, bad things are going to happen.
Yep.
Different mentally, maybe spiritually, maybe physically. Some of us, all of them. If you have a high call in your life, you're going to experience it all. Like, right?
Isn't that so funny? Can you say that again? Because I don't think people realize. I mean,
yeah. The more you want to do in life, the more you step into your purpose, step into your mission, commit to shining full out. It's like you're saying, I want to go to the next level. I want to go to the next level. And it's like school. When you want to go to the next level, you get what? Tests. And I'm not saying the world is testing you. I'm just saying it just comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. Because as you elevate and hold more space, you have to grow. You have to learn lessons
to
be able
through.
To hold that space. And so I always remind people, don't feel like there's ever going to be a point in your life where you don't have challenges, because that is not real. You're always going to have to, it's part of the human experience, but you can always align with spirit. You can always realize you're going to get through it. This too shall pass, and you're going to get stronger from it. And when you have that type of mindset, you don't let it bog. It still hurts. It doesn't mean it's not painful. It still hurts, but you don't let it take you out. Even if you rest, you recover, but you realize, all right, this too shall pass. That's why I named my company Get Loved Up. What do I need to do to get loved up? Because sometimes you got to get loved up to get in alignment with up. It's not always, oh, I read something and I'm back. It's not always, I did yoga and now I'm good. Sometimes, especially if you've been having it's just like microaggressions. When people do little things and over time it wears on you. When you're in toxic situations in work, when you're in toxic relationships, it didn't just happen one day. You've been experiencing it over and over and over, and you didn't say anything. So no, you're not just going to read one quote and all of a sudden those years of toxic abuse, they're not going to disappear. It's going to take lots of quotes, lots of massages, lots of yoga, lots of meditation to release that energy from your body. And we're all energetic beings. So what I like to teach people is that when you realize you're an energetic being and you learn what gives you energy and what takes your energy, you are empowered.
Yes.
And the more you put things into your life that pour into and give you energy, the happier you'll be, the healthier you'll be. The more you give energy to those things that take away your energy, it's going to take you down. You'll feel sad, angry, depressed, disconnected, not in alignment.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, as you said earlier about how life is going to keep on giving us challenges. It's funny. Life's going to give you the challenges you need to see the things that you don't see probably about yourself and about life. So for example, the first thing that popped into my head was I recently was praying and I was like, hey God, I think that's enough. I think I'm done for a little while. Like I want to keep growing. Can we maybe have them be littler lessons for a little while? Can we just maybe halt for a minute and chill? Cause it's been a lot of learning and I'm really, really punched out.
Yeah.
And I realized that just in a quick split second, oh, bitch needed to know she was strong. Cause I never knew I was strong.
Yeah.
And Kevin was like, you're so strong. And I'm like, and I would always say, what? I am? Really? And I think, you don't know. So someone's going to show you. Thank you, God. Just keeps giving you all the things to make it so concrete, clear that you are stronger than you could ever, ever imagine. And for someone who never owned her power, unless it was for somebody else, for me, now I'm realizing kind of full circle, so then if you know you're super strong, maybe then you would own your power more. And that's really what I've been probably needing my whole life.
Ashe. Boom. Ashe. I love that. And you know, what I talk about in the book is your solar plexus, that's your power center. So not only would you just thinking, okay, I'm owning my power. Wearing colors like yellow, you have yellow all in your studio. That helps you stand in your power. So there are things you can do energetically to actually amplify that standing in your power, right? The same thing, if you don't feel like you can speak, use your voice, which you don't have a problem with, but some people might be I feel so timid. I can't say what I think. There are colors you can wear. There are rituals you can do to help you speak your truth, right?
What?
So one thing I like to do, especially when we're speaking, is first journaling, writing down what you feel. Because a lot of times we're not sharing what we really feel. We're keeping it inside. You know, when we have that lump in our throat, it means something. It means energetically you're blocked, right? And so what do you do to remove that block? Just again, it's different for everyone, but if you start journaling, you can start to feel I'm getting this out. Some people, it might be singing. You can sing to remove and express yourself. You can make videos, you can do chants, poetry, whatever type of expression. You can dance, but once you do it, you feel a release of energy. And then you try, now let me speak. Some people yell just yell as loud as they can, and then they say what they have to say. So I suggest first journaling is my first go-to, singing any type of expression, and then trying to communicate your feelings either to the world or to someone you really love and trust.
I love that.
As the weather gets colder, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds: Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com. You know what I was realizing this morning, because I was actually writing about toxic work environments and stuff and how they manifest into illness in women especially, right? Yeah. And the reason why I think it manifests in women especially, it was so interesting. I was kind of having a little breakthrough, which I've had many versions of this breakthrough, but then something else hit me this morning. So when we're young, now maybe the newer generations aren't dealing with this, but like my generation, your generation.
Yeah.
All I heard growing up with my brother was he's different. He's a boy. It's mm-hmm. different for boys.
Right.
Right. So he could stay out late. He could do whatever he wanted. They weren't afraid for him, but I had to be afraid. Mm-hmm. I had to be afraid because someone might hurt me or take advantage of me or kidnap me or do something bad. I had to be perfect. I had to be a good girl. I couldn't speak. Like, you have to just be quiet and and good, right? Like, that's how they, and the perfectionism that's like ingrained in us as young girls. And then I realized,
all right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Oh, well, really, what's the difference as adults? Because that's how the adult thinking, the adult mind is.
Yeah.
So when you go into the workplace as a woman and you watch your male counterparts be able to do whatever the fuck they want, mm-hmm. right? Which is what I experienced. They could do whatever the fuck they wanted. They could literally be dicks all day long. And they were praised because they just, nobody would touch them because, I mean, God forbid you want to go up against him. He's tough. Mm-hmm. But God forbid we speak up and say we need something. We're divas. They instantly shut us down. Quiet, 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 quiet.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You get that lump in your throat that becomes thyroid disease. Mm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so common because, like you said, we're told, you know, be seen and not heard. And that is blocking our energy of expression. which is who we are. Like, we are vibrating at this high level, at our highest and greatest vibration. We are speaking our truth. We're standing in our power. Like, I can go through all the chakras. We feel safe and secure. But let's just go through what you just said, because I want to take us on this mm-hmm. journey through the chakras. The first thing you said is, like, I don't feel safe. That's your root. Mm-hmm. So once your root is off, it affects your entire body. If we don't feel safe, we can't even functionally as our highest and greatest self, because we don't feel safe.
How do we get to feel safe when, for example, mm-hmm. I'm at Tony Robbins' seminar, and one of the most powerful moments at his seminar was when he said, hey guys, raise your hands if you ever feel unsafe walking down the street. And like 5 out of 15,000 people raise their hands. Women, how many of you feel unsafe walking down the street? And every woman's hand goes up.
Why?
And you're like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. Think about the energy that is expand, like that we express every day, just living in fear, walking out the door.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just to go get gas, I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in any kind of vulnerable position at any time because I'm scared, because I have been shown reasons to be scared. You, my friend, have gone through it yeah. on a whole other level mm-hmm. and from people you trusted, which will talk about at some point. But we are also taught, like I said, as little girls, to be scared yeah. of what's possible.
Yeah.
So that's just something that's in us, and for good reason, unfortunately. So how do we keep a balanced chakra when we're terrified? And then again, terrified as adult women, stand by, and then terrified as adult women to actually speak your truth and be honest, because then the way they counter you, and if you watched Impeachment, you will see Monica Lewinsky getting completely bullied, completely manipulated, completely tortured for speaking her truth. Exactly. Because they will lie. They will come at you. They will say anything to discredit you.
Yeah.
So now how are we supposed to be honest?
My philosophy, like, seriously, you went there. So let's go there.
Let's go.
Let's go there, because this just
taking
needs to be.
Like,
take off your sweater. Girl. She's like, what are we doing about this? Like, seriously, my philosophy is fear is feedback. Fear is feedback to places we need to heal.
Mm.
And not just one of us, but all
write
of
that down.
Us.
Damn.
All of us, right? If all of the women in the room are afraid, that's where we need to heal. And it's not just a woman problem. It's not just a man problem. It's a us problem. Mm-hmm. We all got the problem.
Yeah.
You know, woman, black woman, like fear on top of fear is anxiety, right? So once we see that, we have to do something about it. We can't just look at it and say, oh yeah, everyone's scared. Okay, next thing. Let's go on to the next thing. No. Is there any way in this moment that you can feel less fear? What would make you feel less afraid? Maybe if you turn to your partner of the opposite sex and look at them in the eye and say, I love you. I see you. I love you. I see you. That simple exercise. In that moment at that conference, if he asked that question again, I bet half the women would feel more safe.
If the male came to us and said, I see you. I love you.
I see you. Yeah.
Because they're understanding our position.
Because we all want to feel loved and seen. Mm-hmm. And we're afraid because if people don't see us, if they don't value us, if they don't love us, mm-hmm. then that's what we're afraid of. They will harm us.
Yes.
We're not usually, even though it happens.
No, but I mean the generic fear too.
Exactly.
There's two of them. We're talking two components here.
And the
fear
first
for
one,
our physical safety.
Exactly.
And then fear for our emotional safety
right.
and our like human
so
safety.
So one
yeah.
is real fear and one is imagined fear. Right? So the real fear is if your child is running out in the middle of the street, that's real fear. If you don't catch them, if they don't see the car and the car doesn't see them, the real fear is that they might get hit, mm-hmm. right? That's real, right? And the perceived fear is if when my kid runs away from me, if I don't like slam them down or give them a whooping and make them not run away from me, then when they run out in the street or when they do something, you see what I'm saying? So one is real at this moment, someone's in danger and I need to get them out of the danger. Mm-hmm. The other is like, I'm actually going to give you some fear right now so that you don't get yourself in trouble in the future because I'm scared right now. You see that? Both of the fears are still feedback to places where we need to grow. Because at the end of the day, things are going to happen. But if we live afraid of the things that are going to happen, we're actually bringing that trauma into the now. So now we're experiencing trauma twice. If something is going to happen, which I just said at the beginning, things are going to happen to us our whole entire life, right? So why would I bring future trauma into the now? Why do I want to bring it
in? Such a great point, because it's like we're fearing the thing that may never happen anyway.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's really hard when we are again bred to be afraid as females.
Exactly.
And when you know how dangerous it is, right? Yeah. And what's possible. And so, I mean, I feel like every time I turn around, I'm hearing about another girl that was roofied.
Yeah.
Literally, like people who are tangentially connected.
Right.
And you're just horrified. And I am terrified to have kids because I'm like, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to control that. Yeah. And my fears are now going to be tenfold, right?
Yeah.
This is me rationalizing the fact that it hasn't happened yet. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's why it's not supposed to happen, because I can't handle any more fear.
Well, the thing is, and as someone who has experienced sexual assault, if every relationship I get to, if everywhere I go, I'm afraid it's going to happen again, or if I'm afraid, like, again, that's bringing the fear into the now that's not even existing. And also that fear, that trauma, that vibration is, again, misaligning me with love, protection, strength, everything that's in alignment with love. So I grew up just like you, afraid of what I was wearing, afraid of what I had to say, afraid, right? And so we know the energy that we put into something, we are, and not to say that things are going to happen just because you think about them, but those fears are feedback, like, oh, okay, like you said, is this a lesson that you want to learn, that you could still be love if this happens, if that happens? In life, no matter what happens to us, we are asked, can you still be love? Can you still align with love? I was just on a podcast with my dear friend, Londrell, and he said something differently than I normally say it, and it made me look at this quote differently.
Hey, Hill Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light-up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Waste Seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at kiwico.com. That's 50% off your first month at kiwico.com with the promo code BETTER.
By the way, I
love that you're actually crediting him. I hear so many people adopt what other people say and they just make it their own. And it's so frustrating to me.
I know.
So I'm like, it doesn't hurt to just say, oh, this person told me this. Anyway, go ahead.
And I'm actually going to credit someone else for us. So my spiritual godfather, Michael Bernard Beckwith, I started going to Agape and it was like, I learned, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And I wrap my mind like we're a spiritual being having a human experience.
I love that line.
When I experience sexual assault, what helped me heal is I realized like I am not what happened to me. I am a spiritual being, and that is something that happened within my human experience. And I don't have to attach to it. What Londrell said about a month ago when he came on my podcast, which blew my mind, is that we are spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. And I was like,
not a human experience.
And what it gives you the opportunity to do is no matter what's happening to you in the human experience,
doesn't kind of matter
because you align spiritually. Mm. You feel it?
Yeah.
So it's like every moment is sacred. Even this moment with you, it's like, it's sacred. Like I can get like caught up in like the past and what happened to me and the trauma and like, just like have a moment, right? Like, oh, of anger or frustration. And then we can come into this moment of connection, of sisterhood, of community. And it's like, what's the problem? We're spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. And so when you take the power, and I love that he said this, like we at any moment can remove it from this fear, from this frustration. It doesn't mean it disappears. It doesn't mean the problems in the world disappear. There are still places we need to heal. But at any given moment, you can align with love and bring yourself back to a spiritual experience. Mm. And that is empowerment. And that's what people are listening. If you feel depressed, if you feel down, if you feel sad, bring yourself back to the now.
You know what's interesting about that? Is I feel like I had the most amazing conversation with Deepak Chopra where he talked about how much of a speck we are in this universe. Like the Milky Way is still a speck in the universe and whatever. And when you think about a spirit having a human experience, the human experience is so less than a speck divided by a billion multiplied by, 0.00001 divided by another billion. But the spirit is so much bigger than the human experience. So in a sense, even though this is sacred, none of this fucking matters.
Yeah.
Because it's the spirits that are aligning matter, right? And the love that's aligning matters because that's what is bigger than the little things that happen to us and around us. And that's, I think, what's like so cool about that.
Right. Because you don't get caught up in the human experience.
Yeah.
When you focus on the sacred.
It's like a healthy compartmentalizing.
It's a health. And it's also in the sense of oneness, right? And I believe in oneness. If someone's hurting anywhere, we're all hurting everywhere. Mm-hmm. If someone's in joy anywhere, we can bring that joy into our life as well.
Yeah.
And when you think about it from that perspective, if you can own it, it can help pull you out of the darkest days. Because, I've had some dark days. Yeah. I've gone through EMDR. I've gone through lots of therapy. I've done a lot of work when it comes to meditation, yoga, breath work to help myself heal. And what I realize is that I'm not going to ever stop doing those things in this human experience because the more that in this world, especially as an empath, the more I'm receiving, the more I need to process, right? And when you energetically receive the news, receive social media, receive all the things that separate you from love, because they put you in a state of fear. Mm-hmm. You need just as much aligning yourself with love, right? You can't go all day with the news and with social media without your meditation, without your yoga, without your best friend telling you how great you look, without the foods you love, without the drinks you love, without all the things you love. Because again, it's an imbalance. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening in the world today. There's yin and yang. There's light and dark. That's never going to stop happening. What's happening is that we're out of balance. We're so piled up with so much fear that we can't see the sacred, we can't see the love, we can't be in gratitude because mm-hmm. we're overwhelmed with the darkness. And so my goal, you know, with my book and what I do is just bring the light, bring the love, acknowledge the darkness, acknowledge how we need to heal, acknowledge how we need to stop attacking people in the street, acknowledge how we need to stop neglecting ourselves, neglecting others, and neglecting our planet. How can we stop doing that? Talk about that, but also live in the now of, and we're still here.
Yeah.
And we are breathing. And if we're breathing, then we have an opportunity to heal.
I love that. All right, guys, we're going to pause it right here because this is such a great conversation and it's a lot of information. So I want to break this up into two parts for you guys. Kels, I can see in the booth that you are very moved. So tell me what you're feeling.
Okay. The first thing that stuck out to me that I wrote down and just starred about 14 times is the more you want to do and kind of like if your purpose is larger, the harder it is. Mm.
It's so true.
It's so true.
Anybody I talk to that is like kind of very successful and in their arena has a lot of shit that happens.
Yep.
And so it does kind of come with the territory. And a mm-hmm. lot of us have all kind of realized that it happens for us so that we can grow and then we can learn and share.
Right.
And I think you've heard that thread mm-hmm. with different guests on the show. But it's true. So
yeah, that hit me. And then also just the fear is feedback, right? You know, and like we hear that a lot, but I think the way Koya put it for me really resonated. It's like fear is feedback, like for
yes
forever, you know. It's like, and what she was saying was it's not just individual fear, right? It's like collective fear is feedback for our society. Like mm-hmm. if we're fearing this, something needs to change. So I don't know, she the way she speaks, it's so eloquent. Mm-hmm. She puts things so well, so easy. I'm like, yes, I just want to listen to you forever.
Now you both know why of I you love two. Her.
Mm-hmm. You guys have such a good rapport.
Thank you.
I think everyone's going to really, really love this.
I love her. She is just full of love.
Yeah.
She really exudes love.
She does.
And I think it's something for all of us to really learn and to step into a little bit more. And so, yeah, she might be at a place where she's practicing it multiple hours a day. And for us, that just seems so impossible, but we can chip away.
Absolutely.
Right? We can start to do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And maybe you start to put things in your schedule like, okay, 8 p.m. I'm doing a bath and I'm not going to answer my phone.
Yep.
8 p.m. I'm getting in an Epsom salt bath and that's my love time.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, 7 a.m. I'm going to do my breathing exercise or whatever. Like I woke up early so that I could get on the treadmill for 10 minutes.
But that's it. That's great.
But that was it. I was like, okay, I did something for myself, for my health, mental, physical, and otherwise. And so, you know, we have to carve that time out. And, you know, getting to 50-50 is, that was crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But
you guys will hear that.
It's crazy to us, but it's like, it's not crazy to Italians or Greeks over in, you know, in that part of the world, we're the crazy ones.
Yeah. And Maria's talking about self-love, you guys, and you'll get that in the second episode. So that was a good setup. Whoo, she's going to blow your mind.
Blow your mind.
But you're right. I think that we often think we just have to jump all in, go all in. You're like, okay, well, I don't have time for 2 hours to meditate in the morning. No one's telling you to do it for five.
Yeah.
Do it
it's
for five.
Just the point that you are carving out time for yourself.
Right.
And that's why, like I was saying to you guys too, I really want to find a way where we can go explore these other places and have this be like a full, rich experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that all of that is possible.
I do too.
And so why not?
And why not do it and show everyone else that you can do it and it is possible.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, baby. Guys. Heal Squad. Tune in for part 2.